Thank you. The Bible reading today is from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. On the Bibles on pew, it's page number 966. So it is about the Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born, King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is where the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him.' After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route." This is the word of God.
Good morning. It's good to see everybody here. How was your Christmas? Was it good? Did you have a really good Christmas? Yes. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about gifts at the moment. So I want you to start thinking. What was your big present? What was your big present? I'm going to just ask you to, when I point towards you and you want to say something, just shout out your big present and who gave you the big present. All right. Now, this is for everybody, so don't worry. I'm not just going to be pointing at the children. Because in my family, we have a big present and then we have maybe some little presents. But it's You might have had lots of big presents. I don't know what your family does. Hold on, so I'm going to be able to see you a little bit. Over here, what was your big present? Police Lego set from Santa. Yes! Right, somewhere over in the middle here, did you have a big present, anybody? Yes?
Fitbit.
Oh, she got a Fitbit. Oh, who gave you the Fitbit?
My son gave me.
Oh, very nice gift your son gave you. Right, I'm going to get somebody from the back. Somebody from the back. What big present did you get? What present did you get? Yes. Yes. Oh, fantastic. Just having all the grandchildren is perfect. Anybody over here, what present did you get? Everybody's being shy this morning. What's going on? Anybody over here? Come on, somebody must have had a good present. Theatre tickets for the spring. Who brought you that? Oh, lovely. Now, for those who went out buying their gifts, yes. Oh, there's one here, yes. Sylvanian families. Who brought you that? Santa brought that one. Oh, that sounds absolutely gorgeous. And one more over here, last one. A hard track with two cars on. A car track. Oh, who brought you that? Santa brought you that one. Do you know what? Sometimes all the best gifts come from Santa, don't they? But for those who went out and bought some of the presents, where did you buy them? Just give me some ideas. Come on. Give me some ideas for next year. Where did you? Marks and Spencer's.
Amazon.
Well, don't worry, we'll be coming back to this one. Who went to local shops to get some of their presents? I did local shops, I'll be honest. Aldi, Lidl. Pound Shop was the best one. Yes! Argos, very good. We've got somebody who went on Amazon. B&M, perfect. One of my favourites as well. Did anybody do handmade gifts? Handmade gifts, yes. We all did handmade gifts. I did handmade chocolates this year. It may look as though I have, thanks. But funnily enough, no. I gave lots away. Yes. Best present you've ever had? Fantastic. Fantastic. Amen. Sometimes we can have beautiful gifts like this. Sometimes they're handmade. You could get them from the local shops. You could get them from Newcastle, Marks and Spencer's, from the markets, from catalogues, from Amazon, from Wish.com, one of my favourites, Etsy, eBay. If you get to meet my husband, and some of you probably already know my husband, he's called Rob, and he will openly tell you that he is the eBay king. He's always searching for a bargain. And here's the joke he always tells. He sold his homing pigeon 8 times on eBay. Yeah, don't worry, I've stopped laughing at that one as well. But if you've ever used the internet shopping system, here's the process that you might follow. Somewhere in the middle of October or November, you'll remember that Christmas is coming and you need to get some presents. By the middle of December, it's a panic situation because you still haven't got anything. You've got no time to go to the shops because there's everything else going on. So you start to browse, sometimes at 12 o'clock at night, and you look through all the offers that might be online. You select the things you want. You put them into your virtual basket and you register your card and you buy your items. Now comes the waiting time. You wait for it to be boxed and then posted. You wait for the post office or the postal company to transport and deliver your parcel. And then the job's done. And if you're really lucky, and you can, they even wrap it up for you. Has anybody ever used Wish.com? I'm just looking around, and some people here will not have an idea about Wish.com. Some of the younger ones will know Wish.com. You can get things for £1 on there. Ships for something like 20, but you buy it for £1. It comes from China. And if you watch on Wish, you can sometimes do this elsewhere. You can watch the progress of your delivery, when it was shipped, when it arrived in port, how long the postal system chucked it around in our system over here. And in some cases, Amazon Prime can get it to you in a matter of hours. However, with Wish.com, it could be months. Delayed in transit is one of the things that you dread to hear, however. It's like a warning message that you don't want to see. It's a hitch in the system. The lorry getting your parcel delivered has turned over. The ship couldn't dock. The manufacturer couldn't make it. The postman nicked it en route. Whatever the situation, it's been delayed. It'll be late arriving, or it might not arrive at all. So when I looked over the story of the wise men's visit, it was a bit like the waiting for things to arrive. The Bible says that it was some time after the birth of Jesus that the Magi came travelling. Hope you realise that it's not the tidy system that we all have on our mantelpiece. We don't have the shepherds and the Magi all arriving at the same time. No. Did you realise that it could have been about 4 years after? Well, whether it's tidy, it was a bit more drawn out, a bit more messier than we want to present it. We like it all happening in one night, don't we? Let's get it all over with. Let's take the decorations down on the 26th and let's get Christmas sorted. However, Joseph and Mary were still in Bethlehem. It's in Luke's gospel that there was all that journeying around from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Matthew just says they were in Bethlehem. It was there that the child was born. Now, I don't know about you, but I always think, well, why were they still in Bethlehem so long after the birth? Well, for me, I always think these things. Maybe you don't think these things. But possibly Joseph had jobs to complete for his family. Possibly he decided to stay in Bethlehem because Jerusalem wasn't that far away. There was good work up in Jerusalem. The family were in place and the time was perfect. But the wise men were delayed. They were delayed by bearing gifts they'd travelled afar. We've already sung that this morning, haven't we? They were delayed by the geography and crossing major borders with warring sides. They're delayed by the interpretation of the meaning of the star. I sometimes wonder if Herod's advisors were caught on the hop and they were, after all, trying to figure out what this auspicious king, where this auspicious king would be born. Well, at least one who warranted a massive astrological signpost. Not just one of Herod's kids that needed to be celebrated. They were delayed calming the fears of the people in Jerusalem. There could have been a scouting party coming to see if they were invading the country. They were delayed, but there was something more about to happen. An epiphany. Yes, I'm going to use that phrase, an epiphany. Now, if you come from the tradition that's long established in the church, you have Advent, yes? We've all gone through Advent, which is that waiting and looking forward time. We're in that Christmas moment, looking at the arrival of Jesus. And then there's the Epiphany time. I like to call it the ta-da time. Here's the moment, which is like the postman has delivered your package. Come with me as you imagine the postman arriving, delivering the package that you have ordered from your catalogue, by post, it's coming to your house. And you are there at the front door to receive it. And you know what your package is? It's the grand prize. It's the jackpot. It's the rollover win of a lifetime, all in one. It's the best thing you've ever had. And today, yes, today we celebrate the grand prize, the jackpot, the rollover win that is Christ in us. Now you all clapped. You all had a rapturous round of applause for Elijah. But that's what baptism is. We call it a sacrament. It's an outward sign of an inward grace. An outward thing that we can witness and watch, but of something that's gone on in his life. I think the Baptists like to use ordinances rather than sacraments. We didn't pay for this delivery of what Jesus gives us. It was shipped free of charge to us. We can't earn the present that we've been given because it was sent by God's grace, by his generosity. But it cost him everything to give it to us. His very life given on the cross to die for our sins. I'm sure you've heard what the three wise women would have done. Have you? One, they'd have asked directions. Two, they'd have arrived on time. Three, they'd have helped deliver the baby. They'd have cleaned the stable, made a casserole, bought practical gifts, and there would be peace on earth. Is that true, ladies? Funnily enough, I kind of like the slightly scatterbrained presents that the men brought. Here's a baby. Do you take gold, frankincense, and myrrh? But it actually says a lot more than a set of diapers and some casserole. It's the message. The message of the joy that we have from Christ. The myrrh, a hint of his death and his pain on that cross, given for each one of us. The frankincense, that worship that we bring to him, the hope and the healing, and the gold, his lordship, that Jesus was to be and is continuing to be in our life. That's the message of the joy that we have at Christmas. That's the message that stays with us 365 days of the year that you can keep. But I just want to close with these thoughts. I know that for some of you, Christmas isn't joy. And it hasn't been filled with happiness. And for some of you, you've plastered a smile on your face. You've troweled the smile in. And you've gone through the usual traditions. And all you can see is more of the same, or even worse times ahead. If we stick with that analogy of waiting for the post to arrive, it feels more like the postman's delivered the broken toy, or a Chinese knockoff that promised so much but delivered so little. Can I say to every one of you, wise men seek him still. Do you remember that slogan? Do you remember the slogan that was splashed up on nearly all the churches a few years ago, that wise men sought him 2,000 years ago, wise men seek him still? Keep seeking. Keep seeking after him and don't give up. Keep seeking and keep the hope filled waiting. We believe in a God of grace, and his grace-filled kingdom is ours to hold on to. It turns the world upside down. And that's what he promises to us. Success comes out of failure. Death can bring new life. Strength out of weakness. Abundance out of poverty. And every step along your journey, he'll be with you. He stands with you. He walks with you every step of the way. And he will be with you always. Amen. Amen. We're going to close our service with our final hymn. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.